This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shrita Jananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Tuesday, that is 7th of July. Well, Indian markets, which started off on a muted note, recouped most of the losses and closed in the green for the fifth consecutive day in a row on Tuesday. In fact, Sensex rallied by nearly 200 points towards the close, while Nifty 50 closed just a shade below 10,800 levels. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex rose 187 points to close at 36,674, while the Nifty 50 closed with gains of 36 points to close at 10,799. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in IT, banks, finance and consumer discretionary stocks, while profit-taking was visible in oil and gas, metals, energy, telecom and public sector. In fact, the Nifty Bank closed nearly 2% higher at 22,628. Now, banking stocks led the rally from the front as concerns of moratorium was overhyped. That's what experts suggest. Now, the rally was led by gains in ICICI Bank, IndusInd Bank, Bandhan Bank and RBL Bank. Now, experts are of the view that strong buying interest in the financial stocks led Tuesday's market rally, as traders have now started realizing that the concerns of moratorium was overhyped. Apart from financial stocks, select private sector banks, metals and auto stocks also witnessed a sharp rise in buying interest by FPIs on Tuesday. Now, the overall mood of the markets remained positive, led by hopes of a COVID-19 vaccine, improving macroeconomic conditions and improvement in manufacturing activities as well as car sales, indicating early signs of normalcy. Now, he believes that Nifty likely to hold above 10,821 and then move up to 10,950 to 11,050 levels in the coming days. That's what Rahul Sharma, who's a market strategist and research head at Equity 99 Advisors, told Money Control. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index was 0.58%, while the small-cap index closed with gains of 0.57%, which is largely in line with the benchmark indices. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like Infosys, Bajaj Finserv, IndusInd Bank and Bajaj Finance. Top Nifty losers include names like Power Grid, ITC, NTPC and Adani Ports. Now, let's look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the IT index rose 2.1%, followed by the finance index, which was up 1.7%, and the consumer discretionary index was up by 0.57%. Now, profit-taking was visible in stocks like oil and gas index, that fell 2.4%, followed by the utilities, that was down 2.2%, and the metal index also fell 1.7%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like Bandhan Bank, Dabur India, IGL, Equitas, and NIT Technologies. Now, long buildup was seen in stocks like Tata Chemicals, Equitas and Shriram Transport, while short buildup was seen in stocks like IGL, Muthoot Finance as well as Balkrishna Industries. Well, more than 100 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like TCS, RIL, Navin Fluorine as well as RT Drugs. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, Camlin Fine Sciences share price gained over 4% after the Infinity Holdings acquired 0.5% equity stake in the company via open market transaction. Shriram Transport Finance stock was up 3% after the company fixed its right issue price at ₹570 per share, and 18% or 18.3% you could say discount to the previous day's closing price. Suzlon Energy stock price was down by 4% after the company reported losses in the quarter ended March. Bandhan Bank was up by 10% after the private lender reported a deposit growth of 6% on a quarter-on-quarter basis to 60,602 crore as on June 30th. Bajaj Finance stock rallied over 7% a day after the company disclosed its June quarter performance. The company said it may consider additional accelerated provisioning for COVID-19 in Q1 FY21 as well, to further strengthen its balance sheet. Now, let's also look at how Nifty plays in terms of technicals. While Nifty formed an indecisive formation on the charts, it looks like Nifty awaits a breakout or a breakdown. Now, close above 10,886 could take the index towards 11,250 levels. That's what technical experts suggest. While on the downside, a close below 10,690 shall confirm weakness, thereby triggering a fresh leg of a downswing with initial targets placed around about 10,500. Now, traders are advised to buy only on a close above 10,900 levels, whereas shorting can be considered on a strong weakness below 10,689. That's what Mazhar Mohammed of ChartRowIndia.in said. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.